Thank you, thank you, thank you, and welcome to the Grand Dell Opry celebrating the birthday of the one and only all-American hero of ours, the great Dell McCurry. Oh, we're so honored to be here as members of this beloved radio broadcast to celebrate this wonderful and seminal American music history life. What a person is the great Dell McCurry. When this band first got started back in the late 90s, we used to follow Dell McCurry all over this country. And Dell was often the driver of his own tour bus. But we didn't have a tour bus in those days. We all climbed into a Dooley pickup truck, or maybe it was a van, or maybe it was a Suburban. Who knows? Oftentimes it was a Volvo station wagon. And if we ever felt like we were lost, we'd just look for Dell McCurry's smiling face behind a green tour bus. That's how we knew where we were going. And Lord, we drove all over the country following this wonderful family band. Now, we weren't in a family band ourselves, but we felt close as kin. And coming together as Old Crow and being able to be in the presence of a true American family band was all of the lesson that we needed to learn to cut our teeth in country music. We learned by watching the McCurry family what it was to sing in kinship harmony. And that has made all the difference. So we are so thankful to Robbie and Ronnie and Gene and Dell, to Jason and to all of the to Alan, to all of the wonderful folks that make up the Dell McCurry Band. Thank you and happy birthday from all the Old Crows. All right, now. Now, Miss Jean was always a little concerned about us back in those days because we lived off bologna and we sliced it on the hood of the Volvo. The other thing that might have given her a little cause for worry was some of our song selections, which tended toward a kind of ribald and bawdy brand of humor not often heard in country music these days. So we picked out our dirtiest song here for Dell on his 80th birthday. This one's real inappropriate, y'all. Kick it off.